delighted for the club, delighted for the players in particular, and all the staff who put a lot of work in and time trying to get that home semi-final. You know, it's going to be a nice payday for the club, and I know that's welcome. But I'm very proud of what the team have done in finishing top of the group. You know, we're a small club. We like to play our young academy players. We don't really venture off too much with the non-English type of players, and I think it's a nice feeling to finish top of that group.
Looking at today, obviously rain interrupted. Did the Duckworth-Lewis do you a bit of a favour today, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. We do quite like to chase, yeah. I mean, and we also know that if you can get a couple of wickets early, we knew that there might be an interruption for the weather as well. So if you can get a couple of wickets, it can work to your advantage.
And clearly Tom Coler-Cadmore was going to go out there and give you a good start. That was obviously a plan.
Yeah, I mean, you often don't know what turns up with Tom, but he's certainly, as you can see, he's got a fantastic eye and plays wonderful shots. And from ball one today, he really took it to them. But a lot of it's how he feels on the day and what he feels is the right thing to do. But today he really put them on the back foot, Derbyshire, and in what were still helpful conditions with a new ball. It was nipping around, and so he took his chance and put them off the line in length.
Midge, the old hand, went past 3,000 runs in this sort of cricket today, so another useful knock from him.
Yeah, he's come in. Obviously, he missed out at the start of the campaign, and Moeen was playing then. But when he's come back in, I think he's had three scores of over 50, and he's done a marvellous job. He also took wickets the other day, and he's proved his worth as a fantastic one-day player, which he is. He's very resilient, and you know, you can't keep him down. He always pops up with performances, which is fantastic.
I know you said at the start of the season you go on all the three fronts, but was this a target? Was this a competition that you really wanted to do well in?
Well, we've worked on certainly both batting and bowling, but we've worked hard over the last maybe 3 years, in 2 years, 3 years in developing some parts of our 50 over batting, and I won't say what it is, but we're starting to see some fruit, and the players are believing in it, and hopefully it'll carry on.
As you say, home semi-final, so you'll be on the telly again, which does no harm at all, does it?
No, it's you know, we've got a lot to be proud of, and our ground, as you know, Dave, is one of the most beautiful. And if we get a nice sunny day on the semi-final, it'll be a fantastic occasion. And we always welcome the cameras, but we've got to still keep them feet firmly on the ground and be respectful to opposition. But hopefully we'll be looking forward to that semi-final, whoever we play against. And if we can turn up and produce what we have on many occasions this year so far on that semi-final day, then we will be hard to beat.